This episode of Pueblo's Podcast is presented by Little Caesars Pizza.
Little Caesars has teamed up with Milburger Farms. Two great tastes that make a special pizza. Little Caesars and Pueblo Chili from Milburger Farms. Just call any Little Caesars Pueblo location and ask for any of your favorite toppings and add Milburger's Pueblo Chili. It gives it the taste you love with the perfect heat for the flavor you'll enjoy. You're gonna love it. Little Caesars Special is a large three-topping pizza for $10.99. Pizza, pizza. I'm Dave Moore, and this is Pueblo's Podcast. Joining me today are two great local Pueblo artists who are making a real impact on the art scene in Pueblo, Jen DeGroot and Matt Refik. They are in different fields of art. We're going to get a little bit of background on each of them and then find out where you can see their art. Jen, we'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about your background in Pueblo and how you got started in the art field.
Sure. Thanks for having me on, Dave. I moved here 5 years ago, halfway through my college career, and I was completely taken with the outdoors and the diversity here in Pueblo. So I decided to stay, and I pursued a degree in mass communications. And on the, I've been developing Jaybird's designs as my freelance. And I do kind of a little bit of everything, but I specialize in portraiture and landscapes. And as far as landscapes, I really like to focus on southwestern landscapes, and I call them mountainscapes because they focus on specific mountains around here that are very near and dear to my heart, like the Spanish Peaks and Greenhorn Peak right here in Pueblo County.
Very cool. And Matt, tell us a little bit about how you got started.
I've been an artist my whole life. I grew up here in Pueblo, and then I left for 14 years, and then I came back, about 14 years, and then I came back and started painting murals here about 6 years ago. Okay. And I started spray painting walls when I was about 10 years old, so.
How did that go over with mom and dad?
Well, they didn't know so much that I was doing it, I'm glad that I kept with it.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Sometimes that's the way things get started, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it started off as a rocky path, but it's led to quite a life of adventure for me, so.
Very, very good. And we'll have some of your art and some of what Jen has documented, too, on the website, pueblospodcast.com, so people can check that out. Jen, tell me the story that we had talked a little bit about earlier about how you started to, you were out for a walk, and tell us where that was and what the story is about.
Yeah, I would love to. So since I moved here to Pueblo, my goal was to just be a part of the outdoors as much as possible, and we have the kayak park downtown right on Union, and I love to use that area for running and exercising and walking my dog. And I was running up and down the Union stairs there, and I took a break and I looked out, and for the first time I really noticed this massive mural that spelled out L-O-V-E on the bridge there. It was such a wonderful reminder in the middle of a workout to just like take a moment and appreciate what was right there in front of me. And I thought, there's got to be more of this. And I had seen what I didn't know at the time was mass work everywhere around town, downtown and at Sangre de Cristo Art Center. And I thought, this has got to be documented. This is one of the things that makes me love Pueblo for what it is. I've gotten to know the city kind of objectively, and I think it's a really beautiful place to live. So I decided to start documenting the murals and street art that we have here in Pueblo through Instagram. So I went on Instagram and I looked up Balta Murals, which is the murals Instagram for Baltimore City in Maryland, and Phoenix Murals from Phoenix, Arizona. And I kind of saw how they did it, and then I figured out just how I was going to do it from there. So that was 2 years ago in 2018, and I've been documenting murals here in Pueblo since then. And I only post ones from Pueblo County to the Instagram feed. But if I go travel and I see murals elsewhere, I love to share that as well, like up in Colorado Springs and Denver.
Oh, that's great. That gives your vacation or weekend time a whole new angle, doesn't it?
It really does. Me get into the fabric of the city that I'm visiting on a whole different level as well.
Sure. And I find it interesting, too, that you've been here just 5 years and have just kind of enveloped yourself in the art of Pueblo and Pueblo County.
Yeah, well, I've been an artist my whole life as well, similar to Matt. I started when I was very young, probably 5 or 6 years old. I started drawing, and I studied a lot during grade school and college as well, even though it wasn't my degree path. It's something I've always kept with me is drawing and painting, and I have a huge admiration for mural artists, and someday I hope to make my own. Someday soon. I'm not quite there yet, but I'm working my way up with bigger paintings, and I hope to get there soon.
And you've started doing some paintings and some larger paintings right now on your own?
Yes. Yeah. The most recent one I did was 2 by 8 feet, which is kind of close to mural size. I think it could pass. At the very least, it could pass as street art. So we're getting there.
Sure. All right. And Matt, you mentioned that when you were around 10, you started spray painting walls and doing art. How did that progress, and what were some of the first things that you painted?
Well, I started off as a graffiti artist, so I started really loving like hip hop culture when I was just a kid. You know, like my first albums when I was like, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 were hip hop music, and then. Through that, I got exposed to graffiti art, and that's really how I started doing the larger scale kind of spray paint work that that we're talking about here. Before that, I would just draw and paint, and mostly draw. You know, like my main practice was drawing. I did some watercolor paintings and acrylic paintings as a child, but when I started getting the spray painting through the through the hip hop music videos, I was like, "Oh, this is like for me. I love it so much." So, and it just kind of developed from there. I continued to have a art practice, kind of a twofold art practice, where I was doing my like studio kind of practice. I still have where I would just sit as a kid in my room and I'd draw, you know, anything, you know, like mostly like from cartoon characters and comic books, and I'd copy pictures out of magazines, and then draw the graffiti, and then I started doing like the graffiti under bridges and just in various different spots. And as I grew into like a young teenager, I started painting a lot in Bessemer, and the Bessemer and the East Side areas. We would just have for garages and stuff that people would let us paint. So that's really when those skills started to develop, like on a more professional kind of level, where I'd get really good and practice a lot. Pretty much every day I'd go and do it. Up until I moved away to Boston when I was 18, and then I just became a professional. Then I basically was immediately just getting paid to do the kind of street art and stuff right as soon as I moved away.
Well, what a great way to make a living, doing something you love and someone pays you for it. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, and it's financially up and down, and it's, you know, I always have to create new sources of income and do a lot of work. And fortunately now I have enough of a reputation that I have more than enough work than I can do, but it's definitely a blessing, and it's also, you know, a lot of work that have to go into it.
Sure. And so when you walk up to a blank wall or the side of a building, where does the inspiration come from? What causes you to go in a particular direction?
Well, it just really depends on what it is that I'm painting. Like if it's a commissioned piece, I've had many conversations about what the painting is going to be with the person that's commissioning me to do it. Because I have like a kind of a twofold practice where my own personal work is kind of inspired by graffiti and comic books and cartoons and all these different things that I draw, which interest me the most, like as a individual. But when I'm doing like the commission pieces, like the Art Center, I had had several meetings with the director of the Art Center and about what they wanted to have painted on there. And then we would just go back and forth about what I found interesting in the painting and then what they wanted to see on it. And then I'd give them ideas and then they'd come back with like what ideas they liked. And then we just kind of whittled it down to what the painting ended up being.
Sure.
And then if I have any, like just a free reign, like then I just paint the things that I currently am interested in, you know, like if I, you know, just on my own path as an artist, the things that I've learned, I try to express those things in my own personal artwork through, you know, 20 plus years of doing it as a profession. Like I, you know, I have a lot of experiences with different forms of art. So I just try to kind of express the different things that I'm going through in different moments.
Sure. And speaking of the Art Center mural that you did, I'm looking at a photograph of it that Jen sent me, and it is just amazing, talking about the Children's Museum, and there's a guitar. You can see the outline of the steel mill and colored pencils and different aspects of Pueblo's history. That is amazing. That is just very interesting.
Yeah, it's just a mixture of visions from the board of the Art Center and the Children's Museum and then the overall director, and the county commissioner. There's a lot of people involved in designing that.
Okay.
So it was, you know, like me as an artist, I was even going to put my kind of flair into it of what I do as an artist, but, like those kind of pieces, they're really just really large collaborations. So most of those kind of murals that I'm most well known for, or they're seen the most in public view, like those ones that are downtown, are really just like collaborations between a ton of people. You know, I just kind of feel like they're just works of art of the city. You know, like they're not necessarily my personal artwork. They're more just like kind of a representation of the city as a whole. You know, because there's so many voices going into them.
Right, right. And Jen, you mentioned you're working on larger and larger pieces. Is there something in particular that inspires you, or do you have a particular direction that you go when you stand in front of a blank canvas?
Yes, I like to replicate the emotions that the Southwestern landscape gives me, feelings of thoughtfulness and freedom and introspection and also joy and wanderlust. And for me, I grew up on the East Coast, and I spent the first 20 years of my life there, and it was really more cloistered. You're kind of all pushed in together, mm-hmm. and people are a little bit more stressed out. So when I moved out here, the first thing I noticed was here in Pueblo, I mean, everyone smiles, and they say hi, and they hold the door for you. And not that they don't do that where I grew up, but it was just a little bit more prevalent. And then the more I traveled, the more I met beautiful people and engaged with these beautiful landscapes, and just the gratitude that I have for my journey in life so far is what I want to put on the page or on the board. So I find like pieces of scrap wood, and that is usually what defines how big my canvas is.
Right.
I recently found some vintage windows that I'm going to figure out how to paint some more mountainscapes on, and just kind of everything that I see that I love in the world, I want to be able to share how that makes me feel with others. So that's why I do landscapes, and they're a little bit abstract. They're not like super high detailed. So that's why I get the flow and the emotion in there.
Okay. And I find it interesting that both of you spent many years Boston, East Coast, and then you both kind of found yourself in Pueblo, and you're both artists, and yet you've never met. Today's the first time you've actually talked with each other, I think, right?
This is the first time we've ever spoken. When I first started the Instagram account, I started with those famous murals that most of us have probably seen if we're tapped into Pueblo, like the one downtown with the horse that describes the Arkansas River flood, and there's one near the old Pirate's Cove, and that has like a giant bear, and that's also by Matt Rethick. And I just started posting the ones that I figured would gain traction as I started the Instagram page, and then I started seeing Matt And he would say, "That's by me, that's by me, that's by me." And I was like, "Oh, okay, so they're all by this one guy."
Did that surprise you, Matt, that she kept selecting your pieces?
Well, I have a lot of them. I mean, I probably have 100 mural pieces.
Oh, wow, nice.
Yeah, I have them all over the place. I just painted one today because I do a lot of street art too. So she photographed stuff that is completely different that I did that is different than or as a part of that is like not the art center. That's just like street art, like graffiti art too.
El Jefe burritos and tacos that you did, and I love that one. It has kind of like little comic characters, and it's been so great learning your professional style and then your more like free flowing style. And hopefully I can start picking it out and I can start naming you as the artist without you having to say, "Oh, that's by me."
Well, and then also I teach. So a lot of, you post a lot of stuff that is like, with like Stage Art Academy, like that's like me directing community murals. I work that, doing that a lot too. So, like so if you'll go around and see a lot of like works that I do with different organizations and different different groups of people that are not like, again, they're just a bunch of different voices. I just kind of facilitate it and make sure that it all gets finished.
And I saw one of your pieces that or I guess you could call it it's called the Music House, the Pueblo Music House. And where's that located? It looks like it's a small garage somewhere.
Yeah, that's like it's on 5th and Hudson, is where the Pueblo House is. So, it's a nonprofit here in Pueblo, and it's called the Pueblo House, and they have a music house, a media house, and an art house. It's like three abandoned houses that they remodeled on the east side.
Okay.
So, there's a ton of art and stuff actually at them, and it's, they teach kids different programs like around media, art, and music. So, I was, helping them out for a while, and I did a few murals for them.
That was so cool. I went on one of the cruising Pueblo bike rides, which are every Thursday. And theme of that one was community gardens, and they have a community garden there next to the Pueblo Music House. And I saw the artwork, and I thought, that's got to be Matt. And then I looked for your tag, and I was like, yep, that's him. Awesome.
And yeah, one that a lot of people drive by is the Studio Share. You have artwork up above the Studio Share right there on on 4th Street between Main and Santa Fe, right?
Yes. So they had me paint that, probably like 4 years ago now.
Okay.
So that's another one. I do a lot of sign painting and stuff too. So it's I have it all over the place.
That is great. Let me ask you a question on this. So you're painting a large side of a building. Is weather ever a factor? Because I suspect with Pueblo's somewhat unpredictable weather, it probably happens sometimes where it's just inclement for you to paint.
Well, you know, Pueblo has a real, actually, like as a painter, Pueblo has a really like a really moderate kind of climate. I can paint pretty much year round. If it's really windy, it stops me. But luckily, it's not too much of a problem. I mean, usually I paint every day of some sort. I can't always paint outside. Like, the thing that probably slows you down the most is either extreme cold or extreme heat. But for the most part, I don't get too inhibited by things. Like I painted the art center. The art center took me 16 days total to paint, and I painted it in the end of October in 2016, and I had perfect weather the whole time. I didn't have a single day that I couldn't paint.
Oh, that is great.
That's a little surprising for October, actually. October is one of the more unpredictable months for Pueblo.
I was nervous about it. That's why I brought that one up as an example, because I was like, oh, this is like going to be a disaster. But it's like every single day, the wind was blowing, just if it did blow, it blew in the perfect direction where it didn't affect me at all. And I was pretty blessed on that project, really.
And what about rain?
Yeah,
I know people are thinking, does rain affect you when you're painting, or how quickly does your paint dry?
It dries just in a matter of minutes, so okay. It doesn't really affect it too much. I mean, if it starts raining, I stop painting, but I can paint up until basically it starts raining, and it won't affect it.
Okay. And Jen, do you mainly paint indoors or outdoors, or you kind of do a little bit of both?
I mostly paint indoors. I have a little art studio in my townhouse, and I use it for yoga. I use it, it's like my plant room, and that's where I put all of my canvases too. So that's where I do most of my work, is upstairs in my art studio.
Okay. All right. And have you, I know you just have started talking, you two. Have you, maybe you should do something together. How would, what would that look like, do you think?
At the very least, you need to do a tour, because you, I didn't know that you've done hundreds in Pueblo, so I need more content, Matt. I need to hang out with you.
Well, I was going to say, you said, like, let me take you on a tour, because I know, like, a lot of spaces. Like, I mean, they, like, some of them we paint over and over again, so they change often. So you should, like, you can go and look for new content, and especially at the graffiti places, they, like, change often, so you can, like, go and see what the new pieces are, like, every few months.
Yeah, that would be great. And I am looking for a wall for my first mural, so I wanted to ask you, Matt, how do you get permission, or do you just ask for forgiveness? How do you do that when you're selecting the canvas?
Well, I have, yeah, like, I just don't ask, usually, or people just offer them to me for the most part. Like, today I was painting, I was doing, like, street art in the alleys, which I'll take you on a tour of, but, like, every time I do them, I always get offered, like, five more to do, so, it just kind of unfolds. It always has. I started painting in Pueblo, like, pretty steady, in the 90s, and, since then, it's Pueblo is really accepting of mural art and graffiti art and street art, so it's always really just worked that way, where there's actually, in Bessemer on the east side and the west side, the alleyways are just filled with street art, and it's pretty amazing how it's unfolded, because in, like, Denver and Colorado Springs, they kind of, like, didn't really like it, and in Pueblo, it was just, like, let the art happen, they really, like, let it flourish here, so,
right.
Like, I just, there's a lot of artists that, like, graffiti artists especially, that come out of Pueblo.
And what about the Arkansas River project? We had to tear a lot of that down to refurbish the wall. And is what's the status of that? Is that going? Is the mural going to return? Or?
Well, yeah, like, supposedly, yes, it is. It's in the hands of the board that operate that basically controls that district, the Conservancy District. So, okay. It's really up to them. The way that it worked in the past was in the 1970s, an artist who was a professor at USC at the time, Dave Roberts, he was the one that really, like, spearheaded all of it getting painted initially, and then it was managed very beautifully by Cynthia Ramu for up until they had to resurface it, whatever, 4 or 5 years ago, whenever they started redoing it. So hopefully it does go back up. I mean, they say that it's going to, but the current board isn't really open to the way that it was operated before, which made it such a monument for Pueblo, something that, so the new board kind of, like, a little iffy about how they want to handle it. So it's just kind of slow moving, but I have faith that it's going to eventually just come back around to being a forum for community expression like it was before.
Sure. Well, maybe we can give some positive feedback to them, some positive input that we might move them off base a little bit and get them to get it started again.
Yeah, I think that they might just be a little nervous, because it's like they just had the whole thing rebuilt, and I think they're just, they want to, like, keep it, like a beautiful, nice, forward-moving project, which I support. I think that as an artist, I just feel like they need to just kind of let it happen, like, because they want to control it, but they don't realize that, like, for a project of that scale, it kind of just has to be, like, out of love, because if you just paid an artist to do it, it costs, like, millions of dollars to have that thing painted.
Oh, sure.
But if you did, like, the way that it was done before, like, artists were just lining up to paint it, because they could paint anything they wanted on it. So people wanted to, but now they have, like, certain restrictions of what you can and can't paint on it.
Oh, okay.
Right. More political and religious restrictions.
Yeah. And before it was like you could paint just absolutely anything. And so I don't really know what the guidelines are. I do know what the guidelines are. And I kind of had a weird issue with them about a community mural that I was going to paint on it. They wouldn't let me paint on it. And So I was kind of a little bit turned off by them, because I'd been given a grant from the Colorado Department of Health and Environment to paint a community mural, and they had originally said I could paint it on there, and then they didn't like what the community came up with. So then I was like, okay, well, I went and painted it in a much better place, like off the freeway in Bessemer. So I actually it worked out like much better. But I do hope to see that the levee gets repainted real soon.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we held a world record, a Guinness World Record for that for like 40 years. So I would love to see that return to Pueblo.
That would be great.
And, it would,
and I know two artists that I would recommend would have the first two shots. It'd be you two.
Thank you.
You know, it was interesting because when I first moved to Boston in 2000, the Pueblo was known for just a few things. And one of them being that mural. Because it's in the Guinness Book of World Records, so people all over the world know about Pueblo because of that mural. And also, they used to sell these catalogs from here. They're not selling, but they give out those government catalogs, the catalog of catalogs.
Right. The government printing office, yes.
Yeah, last time on Pueblo, Colorado, those commercials, and everybody in the whole United States saw those commercials. So whenever you were like, oh, I'm from Pueblo, they'd always be like, oh, those commercials, or they had heard of the mural.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That or the chili, I'm sure.
Chili. And now they hear about our crime rates, but hopefully that I think that's just like sensationalism because I walk around these streets all the time and it's really not a very bad place.
Right.
Yeah, you're going all over the alleyways and you're like, all I see is art.
Yeah, I mean, I see it all, but I know what's going on. You know, like I know there's just a lot of neglect, but you know, like that's one thing that happens in Pueblo is there's a lot of people that aren't getting involved in the community, but I mean, also when you walk around the back alleys of like New York City or Boston, it's kind of dangerous. Like you can actually find yourself in a really bad situation.
Sure.
As in Pueblo, it's like, there's nothing really bad happening.
So let me ask you this. I'll ask each of you this question. Jen, is there, of all the pieces that you've done, is there a favorite of yours or is it hard to pick one that you have different levels of like for several different pieces?
I would say currently I'm really feeling drawn to my mountainscapes. Mm-hmm. And the very first one that I ever did was of the Spanish Peaks, which are due south from Pueblo and they're very prominent and they get beautiful snowfall in the winter. That's one of the things that really keeps me here. And if I ever get a larger tattoo, it's going to be of that for sure. So I love the line work that I did on my West Spanish Peaks mountainscape, but also recently that larger piece I did was 2 feet by 8 feet, and it was on this like reclaimed piece of wood that I found in my garage when I moved into my new townhouse, and that was a labor of love because it took me forever to clean it and then sand it and then paint the whole thing white and then haul it upstairs into my studio and the reason that I finally got it done was my friend put on this 48-hour film challenge, and it was during the middle of quarantine, so we had to film ourselves doing something only at home.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, I'm not going to do anything this weekend. I'm just going to film myself painting. And
right.
I got to interact with myself as an artist by filming my whole process and then making a short film about it. So I always get to treasure that process because it's immortalized in this little short film that I made. And it's a really big piece. I get to hang it above my bed and see it every day now.
Very nice. Do you have a piece that stands out in your mind that is your favorite, or are there just a lot of them?
For me?
Yes.
I kind of have a different relationship with every piece that I do, so I can't say that I have a favorite overall painting. Like for me, the thing that I'm currently most interested in is for the last like three, well, since 2016, I've been painting murals in the prison system. And so those ones have actually been like my favorite experiences because I actually teach painting and drawing and self-expression in the Supermax facility over in Florence.
Mm-hmm.
And we have several paint murals inside of the Supermax prison, which is really crazy. So
sure.
Those are probably my favorite things I ever worked on because I was able to get security clearance to the highest levels of security in the federal government to go and paint a mural inside of the most highly secured prison in the world. So that was a pretty interesting one. Those ones, of course, they can't be seen by the public, but they are kind of part of the journey of Pueblo murals.
Right. I wonder what the reaction, or do you know the reaction of some of the residents of Supermax have been?
Oh yeah, like they love it because I mean, I'm pretty much one of the only people that gets to go in there. That does go in there, so they really enjoy me and they enjoy the work and having just an artist come in and give them a little bit of freedom is actually something that I mean everybody in the entire prison knows who I am, so it's pretty remarkable. Like I can go to just any different unit or cell block or whatever, and they all know who I am, and they all want to be a part of the program because they get a little bit of freedom. And then where we paint the murals at is where they do programming, so they all get a CM as long as they qualify for programming. So and it's just, so it's quite interesting. They all know what the work is, and anytime they get a chance to talk to me, they really love talking to me. And I don't know if that's because of me and about the mural, or just because I'm a human being. Like it's not a cop that gets to go in and talk to them, but
right.
it's definitely a very love filled and moving experience for me.
Boy, what an experience that is. That would be very interesting just being in there, but then creating art inside Supermax would just be unbelievable.
Yeah, so I mean, for me, it's definitely the most powerful experience of my life. I mean, I've been doing art for over 30 years, you know, and in my whole career as a professional, like in my 20 years of being a professional artist, that's definitely like the most powerful artistic experience I've ever had, just because it's just so unique, you know, like it's just indescribable what's actually going on in those processors. So it's interesting when I moved back to Pueblo in like 6 years ago, I didn't think that was going to be something that all these murals that I was painting were going to turn into. But when the prison reached out to me to do it, I was like, yes, this is going to be amazing.
Oh, definitely. So, oh my gosh, that is crazy. So Jen, where can we see some of your pieces? Are they?
I post everything on my design Instagram account, which is called Jaybird Designs.
Mm-hmm.
I picked that name because I was up in the mountains, and when you do a lot of backpacking or trail hiking, you get what's called like a trail name. So that's my nickname. That's my trail name is Jaybird, and that inspires everything that I do. It's the people that I meet and the outdoors that I get to experience here.
Okay. And did you, I noticed on one of the photos that you sent me was entitled Trout. Did you see that when you were backpacking or hiking, or is that some place in Pueblo that we could see that?
That's down here in Pueblo. So if you go down to the river path, located right there at City Park, there's a bridge. So it's near the skate park, and then you go down this like concrete pathway on a hill, and then there's a bridge. And if you just kind of crawl underneath there, there's a really old, rugged looking trout mural. And that's one of my favorite ones that I photographed because the way that the bridge, the slats of the wood kind of go over it, it's really cool composition.
Oh, definitely.
As far as like from a photography standpoint.
Matt, give us a few locations that we can drive by and see your art that would be fairly accessible to the average Puebloan.
Well, I mean, I think that the most iconic ones really are the best. I mean, if you go to the San Francisco Art Center on, mm-hmm. On 2nd and Santa Fe, or 2nd and Main, I have several murals, also 1st and on City Center Drive and Central Plaza. There's some. I think those are probably the most accessible, and you can drive down Union and see some of them as well.
Very good. Well, once again, this has been great. I've been talking with Jen DeGroot and Matt Refik, both artists in Pueblo. And Jen, is there something else that maybe I haven't asked that you'd like to talk about?
No, I think we got it all. Thank you so much for interviewing us. This is a pleasure.
Oh, sure. Matt, do you have anything else to add that maybe I haven't touched on?
No, I mean, I'm really grateful. I mean, we can talk for days and days about different things, but I think that this is a good kind of overview of everything that is kind of going on.
Nice. Well, I'd look forward to doing this again down the road and getting some updates and maybe a compilation between the two of you with a joint piece of work. That would be great.
Yeah, I'm
into it. I think that we should get together, Jen, and do something.
I always try to ask my guests a couple of fun questions at the end, and I'll give you each a chance to respond to each of these. They're just a few fun little questions. Jen, what's on your favorite pizza?
What's on my favorite pizza is like every kind of cheese imaginable. Like sometimes they have three cheese pizza. I want like six cheese pizza.
Okay. All right. Matt, how about yours? What's on your perfect pizza?
I'm a vegetarian, so I just love like all the veggies on my pizza. That's pretty much my go-to, except for olives. I don't love olives on my pizza. I like olives, just not on pizza.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah.
I'm with you. No olives on my pizza either. Well, Matt, I guess I'm going to have to tweak this next question for you a little bit. Veggie burger or veggie hot dog?
Veggie burger.
Okay. And how about you, Jen? Hamburger or hot dog?
I'm also vegetarian, and I also love veggie burgers.
Nice. Okay. Favorite season, spring or fall?
I like them both.
I would say spring in Colorado, but fall on the East Coast.
Okay. Very nice. And finally, dog or cat?
Dog.
I don't have pets, but I like dogs more than cats.
Okay. All right.
I love dogs.
All right. Well, this has been just an eye-opening and very interesting time. I'm so glad that you guys took time out from your evening to talk with me. Jen DeGroot and Matt Refik, both artists in Pueblo. Go to Instagram, drive around Pueblo, see their work. It's just really eye-opening and it's really beautiful. Thanks again. This is Pueblo's Podcast. Stay proud, Pueblo.